Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today, Ryan Costello of Empowerment Nevada. He's going to tell you to own it. Own what? You're going to find out on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. Reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Samantha Stone, in for Sam Shad, who's traveling to Las Vegas this week. He'll be back next week with a whole lineup of Southern Nevada guests for you. We look forward to telling you who those are in a couple of days. Meanwhile, I'm pleased to welcome this morning Ryan Costello, president of Empower Nevada. Hello, Ryan.
How are you?
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers.
Thank you.
Okay, Empower Nevada, interesting organization, and I've been...
It's actually Empowerment
Nevada. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's interesting, and it's Empowerment. I apologize for that. I've been talking with several people who are familiar with what you're doing, and the impression that I've gotten as I did a little research for this segment is that the organization is kind of a Rorschach. People overlay onto it their own impression of what it is. So why don't you tell us from the horse's mouth?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Well, it's different, that's for sure. We're trying to create a paradigm shift in the way people think. And we're not trying to become a party. We're not angry. We're not partisan. All we're trying to do is get people, normal citizens, not politicians, but normal people, to look within their own lives on a daily basis and own it. That's our message. And own it means be responsible. If you see a piece of trash, pick it up. If you see bullying on the playground, stop it. If you need to communicate better in your marriage, do that. So it's really just a consciousness that we want to be normal again. And that consciousness is, I think, what built this country politically, actually. So.
And to what end? Because this is a lot of effort to put into getting people to do things they should do anyway.
Well, when you say what end, what do you mean by
what's
what end?
The What's the plan? Why ultimately do you want to put all this effort and time and I assume money into this effort?
Well, ultimately, this is about excellence. We're fighting mediocrity. And I think every time that a person leaves something they see needs to be done for someone else to do, we lose the chance to actually get it right. And so, and that's been kind of become normal behavior in our country really since World War II over time. And so we're trying to get people to stop putting their hands out and instead put them up to do something and make that normal behavior.
So in here, in your website material, there's an example, cleaning up graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we pay, I believe, or we did at one point, I don't know if we still have the money to pay a city organization to go around and clean graffiti.
That's right.
Isn't that the responsibility of the property owner?
Yes, it is. And there's been a couple examples of that. Actually, there was a community in Huffaker that was destroyed by graffiti, and it was reported by the news stations that the gangs had done this, and the homeowners were very upset that the city did not come out and clean up the graffiti and that the neighborhood watch system wasn't maintained. And one woman in that community said, wait a minute. You all need to look within yourselves. You're the homeowners. This is your community. We have to come together and find ways to make sure this doesn't happen, and we need to maintain this. And let's stop waiting for other people to do things for us. And that was an example of owning it.
And they did it?
And they did.
All right. So here's my question, and, I'm in her camp. If we're the homeowners, it's our problem. When we get vandalized, unfortunately, it's also a bigger problem.
Yes.
Every time I own something, that means I'm going to take control of something. I'm robbing someone else of a chance to own it. Now, that to me seems like an issue, especially when you start talking about things like graffiti cleanup. I'm not talking about homeowners. I'm talking about you have entire sections of the city that have graffiti on commercial buildings.
Sure.
That's not my responsibility. And in fact, if I went and cleaned that up, what I'm doing is teaching a bunch of little vandals that someone's always going to run around and clean up after
them. No question.
Them.
And I think a responsible way to look at that is within your own sphere of influence as a person. Some people have giant spheres of influence, and some people have very small spheres of influence. But within that sphere where you're kind of the authority, what can you do every single day to own it? And the answer is different for everyone, and there's no right answer. It's just, what can you do to do the right thing to be responsible? And if that were normal behavior in this country and in the state, I think we'd be in a very different position.
Why do you suppose that's not normal behavior?
Well, there's a lot of literature out there about this and a lot of actually empirical studies, believe it or not. And economic success tends to breed comfort. And our country, since World War II, has become very successful economically. And I think when showing up as a citizen isn't about survival anymore, a lot of folks just don't do it because it's not perceived as critical. But the effect of that is not everyone shows up, and only a few people do. And those people get into power and start rigging the system against each other. And the rest of us sit there wondering what the heck is going on. And so we need to defeat that.
All right, quickly, we need to take a break, but I'm going to give you 15 seconds here. This is really, this is a philosophy that you would like to take to the political sphere. Give me just the tease for what we're going into in the next segment.
Sure. Basically, we want this kind of behavior where people look within themselves, they come together, they join together to solve problems on their own and look within themselves. That is politics. That's the definition of politics, actually.
Definition of politics from Ryan Castella, the president of Empowerment Nevada, and you can go to empowermentnevada.org?
.com.
.com. Wrong again.
You can go to .org as well, but .com is our main one.
Okay. 0 for 2 on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Samantha Stone in for Sam Shad, sitting with Ryan Costella, president of Empowerment Nevada. The philosophy of Own It. You're encouraging people to just look around, see what needs doing, and do it. And I want to talk for a moment about the regulatory monster that has subsumed both the market to some extent and individual initiative. And I'm thinking of an example from when I worked in the newsroom at KOH. I did a multi-part series on the disappearance of the volunteer fire department. Why? Most of the firefighters in the nation used to be volunteer firefighters. It was a huge percentage. But the amount of training that they were forced to take was expensive. They had to buy equipment by regulation that they couldn't afford. They couldn't take the time off work to train. And so, little by little, they've walked away from it, a lot of them.
That's right. And the key phrase you use is little by little. This has happened very gradually over time. And we as a citizenry, in not showing up all the time over the course of decades, we've left problems for others to solve. And whether they're government or foundations or whoever, we leave them for someone else and they solve it the way they see is best for everybody. And that doesn't always mean that they get it right ultimately. Usually it's a more mediocre solution. And when we're talking about owning it, we're saying the possibility of excellence is there. Individual people, groups of people, communities who care about these things and who are affected by them can show up and actually have an impact that gets it right.
This is a huge tide that would have to be rolled back. And I'm talking about even some little things. Let's say you want to go and volunteer at a disaster site where there's been a hurricane or a flood. In many cases, you can't even do that unless you take a certain number of hours of training. It's become a situation where owning it of my own accord has become extremely difficult.
Absolutely. It is difficult, and that's the problem we're fighting. That's exactly what we're fighting, is it's become normal in this country for people not to be able to take responsibility or step up to the plate like Americans do. I mean, this is the mentality that people wrote about back in the late 1700s, early 1800s. Americans come together and they solve problems. That's different than other countries, and that's what makes us special. And our citizenry used to value that and value the process and the opportunity to be responsible. And so we've just got to make that behavior normal again. And I think just as you saw a gradual evolution to where we are today, you could see the opposite happen. And we're going to run a campaign just like a political campaign, except our candidate is the message, own it. And we're trying to promote an idea where leadership is not voting for people who promise to do things for you. It's more creating a space and protecting a space so people can do for themselves. Because people know what's best in this country for themselves. So
you hear stories now and then about people who wanted to do something good but were afraid of being sued.
Yeah.
Even medical professionals who, you know, have a Hippocratic oath.
Yes.
And the entire time that they're helping an accident victim, what's really flashing through their head is malpractice.
Right. And that's a lot of what you're talking about. Those are the fights we want to come to the surface, actually. Not that we want to be fighting, but these are conversations that need to happen. When someone steps up and wants to solve a problem that is not being addressed, and they get in trouble for that or get criticized for doing that, that's the fight we want. Because Americans step up and solve problems, and being told that that's not okay, that actually goes in the face of the very founding principles of this country. So
I read through your website, and here it's, it likens politics to a game. That, you know, we all get around and we watch the bloody sport, and we in the media are guilty of describing it as a horse race and really focusing on the wrong things.
Right.
So what's the fix to that? Is it a game?
I think
there are those who would argue strongly, actually, that it is a game.
Yeah, I think it's, I describe it as a boxing match in the boxing ring. It's the red corner versus the blue corner and all the excitement that goes with that. And the arena gets very excited over this. And really the problem is, in the arena where all the citizens are, they're all spectators. And politics in a democracy can't be a spectator sport. And so our message is not geared at all at these red versus blue battles, but on that arena, getting people to step up and realize, I can't be a spectator. I've got to be active. I've got to be a citizen. And, you know, Peter Drucker said that, you know, you need patriotism in a country, but you also need citizenship. And citizenship is the willingness to live for rather than to die for your country. And that's what needs to be normal again. And that's what the Own It message is going to do.
All right, going to do. You continue to talk about this campaign that you're going to launch. You've got about 30 seconds to give us the elevator pitch here. What is it?
Well, we've got a website, empowermentnevada.com. We are doing right now community outreach through Rotary clubs and chambers and programs like this one. And we're putting together the resources, just like a campaign would, to launch a full-scale statewide campaign to start shifting behavior. And we will be tracking how that behavior is shifted and what its impact is on every single community across the state.
And tracking it how, very quickly?
We're going to be quantifying the impact of the behavior. So how many people it helped, how many taxpayer dollars it saved, that kind of stuff.
All right. Keep your eye on Ryan Costella. EmpowermentNevada.com.org or .net, he tells me during the break. You'll find it online. Come back in just a moment. We'll be with you with pundits on Nevada Newsmakers.
Thank you.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
You're too sexy in those glasses. Too sexy in those glasses. You really do look good.
Now at iMasters, buy one complete pair and get the second pair free. Any frames, any lenses. iMasters.
That works. Are you ready for this?
It's really good.
There's a new network that's home to all your favorite movies and so much more.
That's just fine.
This TV.
You're in capable hands.
Prepare to laugh. Prepare for battle. Prepare to be entertained. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice? 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Sam Shad in Las Vegas this week doing his southern due diligence. I'm Samantha Stone in with a power pundit panel for you this morning. Dick Gamuk, Washoe County District Attorney. Nick Vanderpool, Government Relations Assistant to my right. And Derek Morse in the middle, Consulting Engineer. How are you this morning?
Excellent.
Good. Mr. Gamuk, you wanted to comment on the Empowerment Nevada discussion.
Well, I think you made one comment there that you said that we were being overtaken by government little by little, and I don't agree with little by little. I think the federal government has made some tremendous steps in the last few years, especially the last couple of years. We're looking at, what, 16,500, 18,000, whatever, new IRS agents. The federal government has grown by some 20 or 30% within the last couple of years. I don't think it's little by little. I think we're being overtaken a lot.
Well, and indisputable, my comment was that volunteer firefighters had walked away from volunteerism little by little because it was too expensive to get trained and equipped.
And I'm tying that back in from the regulation standpoint. It is regulations what's choking us, and we're getting more and more regulation because we're in a society where people expect we're supposed to live risk-free.
All right. Well, here's something then, following on that, that may interest you. The FAA yesterday had to furlough 4,000 employees. Why? Well, because of a dispute, a bill that extends FAA funding has been hung up in Washington while the Washington Heavies duke it out over one tiny little airport. Where is that airport? White Pine County, Nevada. Now, what's causing the problem is that there's a dispute over funding. The White Pine, there's the only airline that services that airport gets $3,720 per passenger in government subsidies. And the bill would slash that to $1,000 per passenger because we have a powerful senator, Harry Reid, I suspect, is the only reason that this is getting so much attention and is being able to hang up this bill.
I'm familiar with this issue. I know that there is a subsidy, basically, that would go along with the airline. There was a story on one of the major networks a few years ago that highlighted the same argument, and it was talking about how a flight into Visalia, California, basically flew into the airport with no passengers or maybe two passengers, but they were compensated and received basically a reimbursement for it.
So what are you saying? Visalia is worse than we are?
No, I'm just highlighting the story. And I actually have flown into the Ely Airport on Great Basin at one time, and it was...
Say thank you to the taxpayers.
Yeah, I know. It was convenient, because if you've driven Highway 50, it's a lot easier. But
but Derek, is this a bridge to nowhere for Nevada?
Well, you know...
I mean, it would be cheaper to rent limo service for these people from White Pine County to Reno Tahoe.
I really think you have to step back for a second and understand that throughout our society we subsidize so many things, and it's just a matter of public policy. You know, the discussion really should be on the policy and the fact that they're using this now and putting literally thousands of people out of work, and they're going to cost the taxpayer many times what they, even if they eliminate the subsidy, what that would be, because they're going to have to pay for all the delay charges on all the projects that have been stopped across the country at airports, such as down at the McCarran International.
Okay,
down
but you're talking two separate issues here.
Well,
you're talking about the work stoppage.
Yeah, I'm talking, but that is a result of this action. I think people have lost all sense of perspective here. You know, this is something, if this is really true, truly a significant issue at the national level to deal with, fine, have that policy discussion, but don't inflict damage to our economy that's many times what this is worth just because you want to make a political point about these things. I'm
White
sorry.
Pine County and other little airports like Visalia, there's one in Montana, that are also getting these kind of subsidies per passenger because it's inefficient for any commercial airline to fly in and out. Can we hop in the car and drive to the nearest big city, Dick?
I just went to Ely last week and back. It's not. It's about a four or five hour drive, depending on where you're coming from, and it's just not a bad drive at all. I never even heard of subsidies for airlines to come in. What happened to the open, competitive, free market in this country? That is absolutely asinine.
Well, the free market has decided that it's not useful to fly to Ely because the market doesn't bear it.
Let's put this in perspective. Every airline flight in the country is subsidized. It's public money that builds all these airports. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, let's not get, you know, we can say, oh, this should be the free market. They should charge, $500 a ticket to make it work and everything. We subsidize so many things because it makes our society work from a larger perspective. And again, I'm not saying all the subsidies are necessarily things that shouldn't be examined. Some of them should be removed. But let's not be throwing the baby out with the bathwater and causing much more damage at a time when our economy is frail over this, which is, I think, largely a political point people are trying to make.
All right, Nick, does this make Nevada look bad, though? I mean, would you see this kind of thing in Texas? Would you see Texas senators fighting over to keep a subsidy, and we're trying to set an example to the nation that Nevada's a good place to come for business?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because a lot of it goes back to the politicians, and part of this debate actually started off a deceased congressman by the name of John Murtha. He was one that kind of pushed a lot of these, and if you go to his hometown and look at the airport that he built for his community, it's state of the art, but nobody flies in and out of it. So this is, it's unfortunate that Nevada has become the center point, but it's, you have to look at it at a broad level, and this is a national issue, and you need to have the discussion. This is not a, it shouldn't be come down to just cut the line off, or cut the bloodline off, lifeline, but you need to have a policy grown up complex conversation about
All right.
It.
Well, we can't have it now because we're out of time. But Nevada in the spotlight, White Pine County. Thanks for joining us on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mesothelioma? Mesothelioma is a rare terminal cancer attacking the lining of the lung, chest, or abdomen caused by exposure to asbestos. The asbestos industry knew the dangers, but failed to warn the public. The Asbestos Legal Center is dedicated to helping victims of mesothelioma get the compensation they deserve. We also assist those with lung cancer and asbestosis. Call the Asbestos Legal Center at 1-800-970-DUST.
My name's Kate Marshall, and I approve this ad.
Mark Amadei says,
judge me by what I do.
What's Amadei done? Amadei sponsored the biggest tax hike in Nevada history. $1 billion on car repairs, movie tickets, even a tax on creating jobs. He even admits it.
Amadei sponsored $1 billion tax. Well, yeah, that's true.
And while Amadei was raising our taxes, he voted himself a pay raise.
Judge me by what I do.
Okay, Mark, we will.
So do you guys have a favorite teacher?
Yeah.
I did too. And you know what's great is that News 4 has an excellence in education program that you can nominate them for.
Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. Each month we take your nominations and find one special teacher to recognize. It's our way of highlighting all the wonderful teachers we have in our area. Each month's winner is honored at their school and featured on News 4.
News 4's Excellence in Education, a proud partnership with United Federal Credit Union.
Are you ready for this?
Check this out.
Now, there's a movie channel that has the movies you love and so much more.
It's really good.
This TV.
Come to daddy.
Big stars.
Snap out of it.
Big movies.
Tradition.
Big entertainment. On one channel. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
Thanks for joining us on Nevada Newsmakers. Remember, you can watch the show anytime you want to. www.nevadanewsmakers.com. You can also check out our news blogs there. On our next broadcast, Mark Pingle, president of Entrepreneurship Nevada. They're going to open a school to teach entrepreneurship. Can it be done? We'll find out. We hope you're with us on Nevada Newsmakers.